Topic 1. Technique 23, using your own credentials as supporting evidence. Technique 25, consists of using your own credentials as supporting evidence, such as school transcripts, diplomas, degrees, and licenses issued by the government. The above are examples of formal credentials. Informal credentials may also be quite useful as supporting evidence for your knowledge, skills, and qualifications, especially if you have them adequately documented. Examples of informal credentials are knowledge and skills that were obtained on the job, from a hobby, or from self-study. Subtopic: informal credentials, and credentials in between formal and informal. If your informal credentials involve skills that can be easily evaluated by potential employers or college admissions committees, they can be as useful as formal credentials. Informal credentials can also be very useful if they are documented on your own websites, such as in the form of photographs, video, text, mathematics, or online software. There are some credentials that more or less fall in between formal and informal credentials. A good example is work that was published in a scholarly journal. Job experience from professional level. Employment is another example. Subtopic: using your credentials to support the validity of the documents you write. If your credentials relate to a document you are writing, they can be used to support the validity of the text. For an example, let us assume you have a bachelor's degree in computer science, and you are writing a basic book on how to use the computer. Your bachelor's degree would be good supporting evidence for the validity of the book you are writing. In other words, a bachelor's degree would most likely convince the readers that you are qualified to write a basic book on how to use the computer. This would simply involve indicating on the cover of the book that you have a bachelor's degree in computer science. If you have informal credentials in computer science, such as from a hobby or from job experience, that can also be used to support the validity of your book. However, informal credentials may require a detailed description on one or more of the introductory pages of your book. The credentials you use for supporting evidence generally should be related to the document you are writing. For example, if you were writing a cookbook, a degree in computer science probably would not convince the readers of your qualifications as a cook. However, if you worked at a restaurant as a chef for 10 years, that would be useful for supporting the validity of your cookbook. There are exceptions to the above. Sometimes it is useful to indicate formal credentials that do not relate to the topic that you are writing about. This is especially the case if you have a degree above a bachelor's degree. This is done to convince the readers that an educated individual wrote the book or other document. Subtopic: using your credentials to support your claims of knowledge, skills, abilities, and qualifications, SUCHs for employment or college admissions. Your credentials are especially useful for supporting the validity of documents that describe your knowledge, skills, abilities, and qualifications. The documents you write to obtain employment and for college admissions are examples of documents that must be supported by your formal and/or informal credentials. When you are writing about your knowledge, skills, abilities, and qualifications, you can make direct claims or implied claims using your formal and/or informal credentials. Often direct claims are inappropriate. For example, stating that you are highly intelligent would probably be considered inappropriate in most cases. The claim of high intelligence can be stated indirectly by mentioning an appropriate academic achievement, such as a high grade point average. Another example of making an indirect claim would involve conveying the idea that you are a highly creative person by displaying entities you created. This can be done with your own personal website, which has photographs and/or videos of the entities you created. Subtopic: a summary and additional information about implied claims. The general idea of making indirect claims is to display the evidence that supports a claim, without stating the claim. Keep in mind that the evidence here is primarily formal and informal credentials. This can include describing the evidence in such a way that provides good support for the unstated claim. If the potential employer, college admissions committee, or readers disagree with the implied claim, there is no conflict or embarrassment. With this strategy, the writer provides the evidence in the form of a written document, supported by formal and/or informal credentials. However, the interpretation of the evidence is carried out by the readers of the document. It is important that the relevant individuals examine the evidence of your implied claim. It is also important that they understand your evidence. This can sometimes be a challenge if you are dealing with potential employers or college admissions committees, who are very busy. Try to obtain feedback to determine if they examined and understood the evidence you submitted. If they did not, try to persuade them to examine the evidence you submitted and discuss it with you. Sometimes resubmitting the evidence in a different form will produce better results.